Firstly, just a reminder that today we have Mincha 2:45. If everyone can make it on time so we could have a minyan. I want to first thank Shimi for putting this together. This is all Shimi's doing. A few months ago, Shimi came to me and asked if we could have a kollel here. And I said, I'd love to. I have to raise some money. And Baruch Hashem, people were very generous. And Baruch Hashem, you guys decided to participate. And so shkoyach for that. And shkoyach to all of you. Personally, the greatest growth in my own learning had been learning in summer kollels. In Moshe Akola for a couple of summers, in Tinek for a couple of summers. And when a person decides to take their free time where they could have otherwise been working or hanging out and to dedicate it to learning, that, the Sfarim say, is the greatest growth in learning. When other people are not learning and you're taking the opportunity to learn, people are going to work and camp, which is all fine. But you decide to be Moser Nefesh when it's so nice outside and decide to stay inside the Beis Medrash and to learn, that's where you have the greatest Siyata D'Shmaya. So for me personally, that's where I've got the greatest Siyata D'Shmaya, and others as well. And their learning over the summer is a tremendous Mesir Nefesh, which really brings people to tremendous heights in learning. So hopefully it'll be a nice 6-week summer of tremendous learning and growth together. And I commend you further for picking such a difficult topic. I said to Shimi, whatever you guys want, any topic in Shas, and you guys decided Maseches Yuma, and they decided particularly Avodas Yom HaKippurim, which is Kadshim. Now, other than Max, I'm not sure any of us has any background in Kadshim. And I love Kadshim, but I was very, very impressed that you guys made such a decision. So it's not easy stuff, but hopefully we'll take it very slow and simple, because like everything else in Torah, it's building blocks. And instead of coming across these topics in Shas and ignoring them and just moving on, getting 6 weeks to plunge into it just a little bit will hopefully give you more confidence to learn through those sugyas moving forward. So as a hakdama, let's discuss for a moment why are we learning kachim? Why do we learn Seder kachim? Why do we learn about karbanos? It's not relevant anymore. So there's a famous gemara in Chagiga, maybe not famous, that famous, but we do mention it on the Tishba in one of the kinos, about the malachim having six wings, and there's another pasuk that mentions that a malach has only four wings. Those one Mar Makomos, I could give them to you afterwards. I just reorganized the shear, so I'm just finding the right Mar Makom here. But the Gemara Chagiga tells us that one pasuk says that the malachim have six wings, and the other one has pasuk says that malachim have four wings. So what's the difference? So the Gemara answers in Chagiga Yud Gimel Amud Beis that Bizman Shebeis Hamikdash Kayim is when there's six wings, and Bizman Shein Beis Hamikdash Kayim there's only four wings. That Nismatu, the wings of the Kanfei Achayos, the wings of the Malachim were shrinked, and they lost two of their wings. So that's what the Pashup Shah, the Gemara, six wings versus four wings. The Gra is quoted in many places as this is a reference to the Shishei Sidrei Mishnah, that during the times of the Beis Hamikdash there were six wings, corresponding that Shisha, Sidrei, Mishnah were all relevant. And during the after the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, only four Siddurim were relevant. That's the four wings of the Malachim. So which two Siddurim did we lose? So there's an amazing Gemara in Bamatzia Daf Kuf Yudalad, which talks about that Rabba Bar Avua once met Eliyahu Navi in the Beis Kvaros Shel Nachum. Eliyahu Navi was once hanging out in a non-Jewish cemetery, and Rabba Bar Avu had a certain shaila he didn't know the answer to about Damashko, and we're not going to get into that shaila now. And he asked Eliyahu what the answer was. Eliyahu told him the answer. It's a gzeir shava based on the sugya neirchan, not for now. So then Rabba Bar Avu asks Eliyahu, wait a second, lav kohen humar? Are you not a kohen? Eliyahu Navi, Pinchas, a kohen. What are you doing in the Beis Kvaros? So he says, Lomasna mar taros, did you not learn taros? Come on, this is my first Mishnah. That Rabbi Shimba Yochai Omer, Kivreyam shel nochem ein metamim. It's a non-Jewish cemetery. I'm not touching the mace. If you touch a mace of a nochri, so that's tamei. It's tumas mace by masa, mago masa. But tumas oel, standing in a base kvaros of a nochri, there's no tuma. So obviously you didn't learn the Mishnah and taros. So then Rabbi Bar Avu got a little defensive. He said, I'm sorry, but Barba Lamatsina, Bishisa Matsina. I couldn't make my way through four Sidrei Mishnah, but to make it through all six? Come on, give me a break here. So Eliyahu doesn't give him a break. He says, why not? What's your excuse? You should have made it through all Shas. What's your excuse here? He says, Dechikali Milsa. I need to make a parnasa. I've got a family and kids to support. So Eliyahu Navi Dibra, he said some word. V'ayla l'Gan Eden, brought Rabba Bar Bohu into Gan Eden. And he says, take off your shirt and collect some delicious fruit from Gan Eden. And he did this. But then suddenly he heard this powerful voice come out. Man ka'achal la'alma kiraba bar abohu. Who's the one who's eating all the fruits? Who's eating all the schar of Rabba? So he got startled. He dropped his fruit and he ran out with his shirt. And the shirt, the Gemara says, smelled so nice, he was able to sell it for 12,000 dinarim. So he made a nice, pretty penny off this very nice fragrance. So the Gemara then says he didn't want to take hanaf for it for himself, so he gave it to his son-in-laws. He didn't want to give it for himself. Whatever money, whatever profit he made, he gave it to his sons-in-laws. That's the Gemara. Interesting Gemara. Parenthetically, the Maharsha says, why didn't he give it to his own sons? So he says he didn't want his sons getting hanaf from it either, but he was okay with his sons-in-laws getting hanaf from this Gan Eden. Okay, could be a good topic for in-laws. But Rashi writes that when Rabba Bar Bohu was saying, I only didn't make it through 4 siddharm, let alone 6 siddharm, so which 4 siddharm was he referring to? So Rashi says, referring to Moed, referring to Nezikin, and Nashim. Those are all very relevant. Moed, of course, is Halach Lamaisa. Nezikin is Halach Lamaisa, Nashim is Halach Lamaisa. Which is the fourth one? The fourth one is Kadshim Nami. Kadshim is the fourth Seder that one should go through. Because he quotes the Gemara Menachos that says, Eilu Tamidei Chachamim, doesn't quote the whole pasuk here, but Kol Ha'osek Bechates Kilu Makriv Chates, Kol Ha'osek Be'ola Kilu Hikriv Ola. Those who learn Kadshim, those who learn about Karbanos, it's Ki'ilu, you're being Makriv, those Karbanos, and therefore learning Kadshim is Ki'ilu, you're being Makriv Karbanos. The Shulchan Aruch Harav writes in Hilchos Tam Torah, that's why a person should learn Seder Kodshim prior to learning Seder Taros. And he writes Zeram as well, at least in Chutzlar, Zeram is not relevant. And after you've gone through Kodshim, then you go through Seder Taros and Seder Zeram. Now the challenge is, if you look in the Yishalmi, of course the Yishalmi doesn't have Seder Kodshim. The Yishalmi has a different four. It has Moed, it has Nezikin, it has Nashim, and which is the fourth that the Yushalmi has? Zeram. Zeram is the fourth one according to the Yushalmi, because in Eretz Yisrael, Zeram, of course, is Halach L'maisa, Afilu B'zman Hazeh. Now the Yushalmi, if you look throughout the entire Yushalmi, the Yushalmi never has this klal, Kol HaOmer Chates Kilu Hikriv Chates, Kol HaOmer Kol HaOsek Ba'ola Kilu Hikriv Ola. The Yushalmi does not have that concept at all. When you learn Kadshim, it's not as if you're bringing Kadshim. The Yushalmi doesn't hold of such a din. So that's why the Yushalmi doesn't have Kadshim in all the Yushalmi. It doesn't exist in the Yushalmi. Why not? So I'll just give you a little taste of the difference between Yushalmi and Bavli. Why is that the case? So what's a Mishnah called in Yushalmi? Halacha. Yushalmi was very much about Halacha L'maisa. What does a Mishnah mean, as it appears in the Bavli? Vishinantam, to be sharp. The Bavli has a ton of Havaminas and Tashmas and rejections and proofs and Shaklavatarias. And the Yushalmi is very choppy. It's a statement here, a statement here, a statement here. A question, the Yushalmi would just walk away without bringing an answer. It wasn't very interested in back and forth. Halacha l'maisa, boom, boom, boom. Very quick, halacha, halacha. So l'maisa, there is no Karbanos. There's no Indian of something beyond what's really halacha l'maisa. The Yushalmi didn't think of things that were ki'ilu hikriv. It's, if you could bring the karbanos, it's l'maisa. And if you can't bring karbanos, so then it's not l'maisa. So that's why the Yushalmi doesn't have such a concept, because there's no ki'ilu hikriv. It's either you are makriv or you're not makriv. And just to bring a proof, there's a lot of stuff on this topic. But the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Lama tells us that David HaMelech, he wanted to know the day he's going to die. When am I going to die? He asked the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Hashem says to him, I have a gzeira. I'm not allowed to tell a person when he's going to die. So then he says, maybe you'll tell me which day of the week I'm going to die. So he says, you're going to die in Shabbos. And David HaMelech wasn't very pleased on dying Shabbos, because that meant there's not going to be time for a hesped. This is going to be very rushed after Shabbos to get buried. So he says, maybe I could die a day later. Let me die on Sunday. Give me an extra day. I did a lot as David HaMelech. I deserve an extra day. says he can't, because now it's time for Shlomo HaMelech, your son, to come, and we can't have it delayed even a day. So then David says, you know what? I'm willing to give up one day of my life. This way I can have a proper hesped. So says HaKadosh Baruch Hu back to David HaMelech. This is again the Gemara in Shabbos, Dav Lamed. Tov yom b'chatzerecha me'elef, meaning what? Tov li yom echad shahata yoshev osik b'torah. One day of your learning, David HaMelech, is greater me'elef olas she'asid Shlomo b'ncha l'hakriv lefanai agavi mizbech. Your day of learning is greater than the thousands and thousands of karbanos that Shlomo HaMelech is going to bring. Now the Yerushalmi has the same conversation, and the Rebbe Akiva Eiger points out on the side in the Gilyon HaShas and the Gemara Shabbos here, that the Yerushalmi's version is, Tov li yom echad she'ata osim maisim tovim mei elef olas she'asid kadosh Shlomo HaMelech lahakrif. That the maisim tovim, not the limud haTorah. The Yerushalmi, of course, appreciated limud haTorah, but the Yerushalmi was more about halach lamaisa, instituting it, implementing the maisim tovim. So Yerushalmi is about maisim tovim, about halach lamaisa, about actual karbanos. And the Babli is more focused on the Vishinantam, the Mishnah, the sharpening, the Shaklavatarias, the Havaminas, the questions and the answers, and the concept of Kol Osek Be'ola Kilo Hikriv Ola. Kol Osek Bechatas Kilo Hikriv Chatas. So that's why the Babli has a Seder Kachim and the Yerushalmi does not. But then the big question becomes, what about the Shita of the Rambam? The Rambam, who oftentimes follows the Yerushalmi, as the Grub points out, the Rambam has tons of halachas on kachim. They say for avoda, and they say for karbanos. So how come the Rambam records these halachas if in fact he holds like the Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi doesn't discuss this at all. So what's the Rambam working with? So your brother-in-law, Ruvi Schwartz, has a sefer. He has around 20 svarim. They're called Ginas Ruvain. It's all on Zeraim topics. So when he made a Sima Shas around 8 years ago, so he came out with a little kunchus, which he ended up putting in the back of his first sefer of Maseches Vikurim, called Siyuma de Milsa. He talks about this inyan of Seder Kadshim in the Bavli versus the Yerushalmi. And he goes on to explain the Shita of the Rambam a little bit, why the Rambam records halachas if in fact the Yerushalmi doesn't talk about Seder Kadshim. So firstly he says that the Rambam doesn't hold to this idea of the Yerushalmi ki'ilu hikriv karbon, kol osik ba'ola ki'ilu hikriv ola. Because when the Rambam goes to Hilchos Tefillah and the Seder Tefillah, he doesn't mention karbonos anywhere. Our Tefillah, of course, we have the Seder of Kachim. We have, you say the Tamid, and you say the Kir, and you say all the Ola, we say all that stuff in the morning. Because we paskin, kol osik ba'ola ki'ilu hikriv ola. Kol osik b'chatas ki'ilu hikriv chatas. But the Rambam doesn't bring this down at all. He doesn't mention this idea. Like the Yerushalmi doesn't mention the idea. So why does Rambam then have all these halachas of karbanos? Now he says a very nice idea explaining why the Rambam doesn't hold to the concept, or the Yerushalmi doesn't hold to the concept, kola osik v'ola, kilo hikr v'ola. What's the famous machlokas, guys, about why we have the Beis HaMikdash and karbanos? What's the machlokas Rambam Ramban, the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, anyone know? Why do we have karbanos?
For us of Hashem.
For us of Hashem. So what's the Rambam Shita? Do you remember?
It's the Karbonos.
Rambam holds the idea, no one? The idea is that since they were so inclined, the Midbar, they were so entangled in Avodah Zarah, so in order to break out and to wean them off of Avodah Zarah, so then the Rambam says we had to have Karbonos, to channel it towards the good for us. We needed it. But after that point, so there's no need to deal with Avodah Zarah, because we're not entangled in it anymore. But according to the Ramban, what's the Ramban Shita of the bringing of Karbanos? To bring us closer to Hashem. Not because we're trying to get rid of Avodah Zarah, but Karbanos is the Lashon of Kiruv, coming closer to Hashem. It brings us closer to Hashem. Those who were here on Shabbos, I think you were there, in my Shirash on Shabbos, the Hashkafa Shemus. So, speaking about how Karbanos, the Gemara refers to as Doron, they're considered matanos, they're gifts. Now, does Hashem need our gifts? Certainly not. So, I was pointing out that there's an inyan when it comes to marriage. Those who are married, those who are engaged, those who will become married soon, engaged soon, it's very important to give gifts to one's spouse in both directions. Because even though it might be a small gift, and your wife may not need it, or you may not need it, giving a matana is somehow connecting the two. It's like a carbon. It brings you closer to Hashem. Hashem doesn't need our gifts. Your wife doesn't always need your gift. But by you giving something, it's showing some level of mesiras nefesh. You're showing how much you think about her and how much you care about her, how much you love her. So karbanos are bringing it closer to Hashem. Gifts are bringing closer to another person. So that's the idea for the Ramban. We bring karbanos to come closer to Hashem. So bizman hazeh, we also want to come closer to Hashem. So by being osik be'ola, being osik be'chatas, learning the halachas of the Torah, of the karbanos, brings us closer to Hashem. That's according to the Ramban. But according to the Rambam, who holds the whole idea of karbanos is to deal with avodah zarah, well, we don't have avodah zarah nowadays, really. So we don't need to learn Torah to replace the karbanos, and that's why the Yushami doesn't mention it. It's another explanation why they don't mention karbanos. There's no seder kachim, because there's no avodah zarah that we need to deal with anymore. And for the Rambam, he doesn't mention either that you have to say kol osik ba'ola, because for the Rambam, the whole point of karbanos, again, was for avodah zarah. We don't have that taiva anymore of avodah zarah, so there's no need for those karbanos. So then the question becomes for the Rambam, why does he have all these halachas of kadshim in sefer avodah and sefer karbanos if this concept isn't relevant? So I think one pshat could be based on the first sugi that we're learning. We start preparing for the zman of the shechitas karpet tamid shel shachar. The next topic is going to be this man of the carbon talmud shel bein harbayim. That's going to be an amud beis. So what do I mean? So this gemara, I'm sure you guys are familiar with the gemara in brachos daf vav amud beis. What's the purpose of tefillas? Was tefillas avos tiknum or tefillas keneged tamidim tiknum? Were tefillas shachar, mincha, marv, were they instituted based on what the avos did, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, or were they instituted based on the karbanos? So how do we paskin? So there's a Tosos there on the daf on Chav Vav Amud Beis. The Tosos says, based on the way he figured out Yaakov Avinu Davin Maariv, it seemed that Yaakov Davin a little bit earlier. It was right by Yom someone, a little bit during the daytime. So based on that, Tosos writes, Yofim Minhag Shalanu Da'ad Rabba Tov Lispala Mibod Yom Ktsas. Apparently where Tosos lived, they Davin Maariv early, like many shuls here, even during the daytime, prior to Tzei, Sako Chavim. So Tosus writes, it's a very nice minug, because Yaakov Avinu himself, the creator of Maariv, daven early. And not only that, is it Yafa, he says, Adarb, it's actually better to daven Maariv Mibod Yom, because that's how Yaakov Avinu daven. So they point out from Tosus that he paskins that the Avos Tiknum, that the Tfilos Keneged Avos Tiknum. But the Rambam, how's the Rambam paskin? Anyone know? He paskins in Hilchus Tfila, Perek Aleph Halacha Hei. V'chein tiknu sheyehei minyan ha-tfilos k'minyan ha-karbanos. That the amount of times we daven should correspond to the amount of times we brought karbanos. We brought two tamidim every single day, tamid shel shachar, tamid shel bein harbayim. So too, we have shachars in the morning, and we have shachar, and we have mincha in the afternoon. And we have musaf on special days, so we have a karban tfilos musaf on special days. And he goes on to explain maariv as well. They'd burn the Varim all night, so we'd have Maariv at nighttime as well. So Rambam paskins that you need karbanos because that's the model for all tefillah. And tefillah, of course, according to the Rambam, is a mitzvah saseh deraisa. So how are we supposed to know the halachas of tefillah if we don't know the halachas of karbanos? So that might be the explanation why the Rambam brings all the halachas of karbanos, even though it's not halacha l'maisa b'zman hazeh, the karbanos, and even though he doesn't hold to the concept kol osik, but lemais we have trila. And how are you going to figure out trila if you don't know what the karbanos, the halachas of the karbanos were? So there's a bit of discussion how the Rambam really paskin. Does he really paskin that trila is keneged karbanos? Because there's a Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, Perek Tes, that goes through the whole hishtalshlus of the Varm of how we have all the mitzvahs, the tariq mitzvahs. So he starts off with Adam Rishon, was given six mitzvahs, and then with Noach came another, Avram and Achai, and then Avram came along and he got Bris Milah, and he was Misakin Tfilas Shacharis, and then Yitzhak came along and he added on Meiser, and he added on Tfilas Mincha, Yaakov added on Giranasha, and then Tfilas Maariv. So the notes that came say, well, you see from the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, that it was instituted based on the Avos. Even though he writes in Hilchos Tfilah, it's based on the Karbanos. So different answers are brought. The Pashas is Rambam holds of both. They're both true. That the Avos, they created the Trila, but they weren't modeled, they weren't put into a framework until the Karbanos came along with all the various halachas of how to daven, when to daven. So they're really both true. And that's the mainstream opinion of the Rambam, that really it's the Avos created the Trila, but you need the Karbanos in order to figure out the timing and the framework and the various halachas. So that's the first pshat and why the Rambam brings in all the halachas of Karbanos to know how to have Hilchos Tefillah properly.
Even if you're going to say Yaakov and talking Marv, we're still going to say it's Roshos, we're still going to say that. I mean, usually you say it's Kinegev, Hector, Chalav, Vayvarn, so you're going to say it's Roshos. So even if Yaakov instituted it's still Roshos.
You have to figure out that question, how that works exactly. Normally they do connect it to Yaakov versus, but you have to figure out how that would work for the Rambam. Rambam has a unique shita by Roshos. I forget what it is exactly, but it is a unique shita, he has. So I don't remember how it works out, though, fitting into this part. Now, there is a second approach, which my brother-in-law suggests in his Sefer, as to why the Rambam talks about Karbanos, even though he doesn't hold to the concept of, again, and that's based on a very simple pshat. The Rambam in his Perish HaMishnayos, Hakdama to Perish HaMishnayos, talks about the seder of why the Mishnayos were in the order that it's in. Why each Masechta comes before the next Masechta. And when it comes to the Maseches Tamid then Midos, which by the way, in your choosing of Maseches Yuma, I think it's a very fine decision as a great entry into the world of Kachim. Yuma is a very easy one relative to other Masechtas on Kachim. Certainly easier than Zvachim. And it's a good basic background. It has enough Rishonim to deal with and, you know, get your teeth into something. And with good Lamdas. But the other Masechta I would suggest, those who have a certain Cheshek for Kachim, is Maseches Tamir. Maseches Tamir is a very small Masechta. It's a very nice Masechta. There's great Lamdas there. There's a big Mefarish on the side. There's a Ravid. There's a Shita Mekubetta. Some beautiful, beautiful stuff in Maseches Tamid as another limud. When I was learning Maseches Yuma, we learned it when I was in YU. We learned it in Morning Seder, my Chavrusa of mine. So alongside that, at night time, I learned Maseches Tamid. They go very nicely with each other. Those who want to learn an extra limud, it's a very light limud. Also, those who want to make a seam during the 9 days, it's a quick limud to make a seam during the 9 days for that. To Shiloh, whether or not Maseches Tamid actually counts for a seam for the 9 days, because it's, at least the way the Dapim are, it's a continuation. It starts Maseches Me'ila, then it goes to Kinim, and then it goes to Tamid and Midos. It all, the Dapim continue from Daf Beis and Me'ila to Lamed Zayin or Lamed Ches and Maseches Midos. So some say that Tamid is really part of you can't make a seam on its own right for the 9 days, only if you did Me'ila, Kinim, which is impossible, Tamid, and then Midos. So figure out how you paskin. We once, I think last year we made a seam on Maseches Tamid here in the shul. We paskin that it was considered an independent Masechta. So anyways, when the Rambam says, why does Midos come after Tamid? So he writes that the Midos, ein bo inyan acher, el sipur shu zocher Midos ha-mikdash, v'tsuraso u'binyano, v'chol nyano, v'atarela sheyesh binyan hahu. So what's the point of learning Midos? Because it tells you how the base of Mikdash was built, and where the Mizbeach was set up, and the various kalim where they were. And then he says, Kishi bana beis hamikdash, bimher v'yameinu, yesh lishmur v'lasos hatav nisahu. We have to preserve the binyan. So what's the Rambam saying? You have to be ready. You need to be ready to build the beis hamikdash. You need to know the halachas. Right? The Gemara in Tainus tells us that a kohen is not allowed to drink bizman hazeh. If he knew which mishmar he was, if he knew which mishmar, which week his family worked, he can't drink that whole week because the beis hamikdash might be rebuilt this day and he's not ready to work because he's a shikur. So too the Rambam says, you need to know the halachas so we're ready to prepare ourselves. Yes, there's no Indian of learning Bizman Hazer because we don't hold to the concept called Osik Ba'ola, Kilo Hikriv Ola, but you need to have Hachana. So the whole idea is preparation. Now there's a kasha they ask in the Rambam, how is Bayis Shlishi going to be built? What does Rashi tell us? Come down from Shemayim. Rashi writes this in a couple of places in Shas. So who cares? We don't need to build it because it's going to come down from Shemayim. That what?
Isn't it just the physical structure?
Yeah, and therefore what?
Well, that doesn't tell us how to set up the
So in terms of the physical structure, so this would answer fine. Granted, the physical structure would come down, But regarding how to bring a tamid, how to shecht, and how to do kabbalah, how to do zrika, halacha, all the halachas, that's not coming down from Shemayim. So we need hachana for that. But even better than that, the Rambam doesn't agree to this pshat in Rashi. Rashi says, by shlish, she's coming down from Shemayim. Rambam doesn't hold that way. Rambam writes, I think it's a Hilchos Beis Bechira, that we are going to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. It's not coming from Shemayim. So we have to know how to build it. We have to know how to build it. So for the Rambam, this all makes sense then. The Rambam includes all the halachas of Avoda and building the Beis HaMikdash and Karbanos because we have to be prepared. But Lamaisa, we're learning the Bavli. We're not learning the Yushalmi. We're not learning the Rambam necessarily. And we hold of the Yushalmi that says, rather the Bavli that says, Kala Osik Ba'ola Ki'ilu Hikriv Ola Kala Osik Ba'Torah Schatas Ki'ilu Hikriv Chatas. So when we learn Kadshim, when we learn about Karbanos, it's as if we're actually bringing the Karbanos. And when we say Karbanos in the morning, it's as if we're actually bringing Karbanos in the morning. So there are a number of nafkaminas of understanding how you view this idea. When we say the Karbanos, what exactly is going on here? So there's a big chakir in the Achronim. Chavetz Chaim talks about this. Is this a din in Limud HaTorah? Or is this a din in Karbanos? When you say the Karban Tamid in the morning, when you say the Karban Chatas and the Karban Ola, is that a din in Limud HaTorah? It's really learning. It just has a din. It's considered as if you're bringing Karbanos, but you're not Lamaisa bringing Karbanos. It's just a very powerful Limud HaTorah. Or no, it's really as if you're being Makriv Karbanos. You're being Makriv the Tamid. You're being Makriv the Chatas and the Ola and so on. So the number of nafkaminas to this Chakira. Levush has a discussion whether or not you'd have to say Birchas HaTorah prior to saying the Karbanos. If you assume, of course, that it's a din in Limud HaTorah, saying Karbanos, so then you would have to say Birchas HaTorah like any other Limud HaTorah. The Mishnah Berurah, in fact, writes that you have to understand the Karbanos that you're actually saying because it's like Limud HaTorah. Not just saying psukim and just saying words of tefillah. This is Limud HaTorah. So you have to understand what you're saying, and you have to say a Birchas HaTorah as well. But if you assume that simply just being Makriv Karbanos, there's no din of having to say Birchas HaTorah before being a Makriv of Karban. It doesn't exist. So in theory, a person could say the Karbanos prior to saying Birchas HaTorah if you assume it's just the din of being Makriv Karbanos. There's a discussion about whether or not you have to say it in shul or not. So the Be'er Lacha writes that these psukim, these parshios of Karbanos, it's tov to say them in the right before tefillah in the Beis Knesset. What's the reason? Because the Beis Knesset is a mikdash mat. It's a small Beis HaMikdash. So where were the Karbanos brought? Of course, they're brought in the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, in the mikdash mat is where you should be saying Karbanos, not at home when you're getting ready. Now when the Shari Tshuva quotes, as the Shari Tshuva says, there are those who suggest you should say the Karbanos in the Beis HaKnesses, just like the Avodah. He says, Ein lachush lazeh, there's no real concern here, because it's not really like Karbanos. It's like Limud HaTorah. He passed him to the end of the day, since it came out from the mouth of some big people, so it's nice to say it in the shul anyways, but you really don't have to say it in the shul. So this machlok is of saying in the Beis HaKnesses or not, the Mikdash Mat is taloi, on whether or not saying Karbanos is a din in Limud HaTorah, or whether it's a din in bringing Karbanos. So then, very relevant for us, when should you say Karbanos? So Shulchan Aruch and Tur both write, you're supposed to say it Bayom, during the daytime. The Tur says explicitly because it's B'mokom HaKravos HaKarbon Shizmanu Bayom. It's supposed to replace the Karban Tamid, which was Dafka brought Bayom, which is the sugi we're learning now, Dafka Bayom. So therefore, a person wakes up early in the winter months. Oftentimes, it could be 6:30, 7 o'clock, it could still be dark out. One should not say Karbanos until Nates, Alos HaShachar maybe, but Nates, really ideally, depending on where you're davening, you should really wait to Bayom to say Karbanos. That's how Shulchan Aruch paskins.
So after you daven Nates.
Ah, very good. So if you're davening Vasikim Minin, so then you could say it even earlier. If you're davening at a later Minin, so ideally you should wait a little bit longer. But that gets into our sugya of Alos versus Nates. This very sugya we're doing nowadays, it's going to tell you whether you should wait till later or not. Is it lechachil or is it bidyevet? Okay, but again, if you assume that saying Karbanos is simply a din in Limud HaTorah, then you wouldn't be restricted by this din at all. You could say it even before Bayom. But we pass in the Shulchan Aruch, you should say Dafka Bayom. What about another din? Do you have to stand up when saying Karbonos? So same halacha. The Magen Avraham writes that a person should stand up when he says Karbonos, because since the halacha is, the Mishnah in Mizvachim tells us, one of the psulim, the second paragraph of Mizvachim talks about the various psulim of a Kohen, so you can't sit. Yoshev is a psul for performing the avoda. You have to do a ba'amida, the pasuk is v'amad. So too, the Magen Avraham says, when you're saying Karbonos, you're supposed to stand up when saying Karbonos, because that's a chiv in Karbonos. Now, if you assume, though, that it didn't limud Torah, so what's the need to stand up? We don't sit down when we learn Torah necessarily. You could sit down when you learn. So we clearly see from the Magen Avraham, he assumes that just like the Shulchan Aruch says, you have to say Bayom, so too you have to say Ba'amida. And Pirmei Gadlim writes interestingly, he says, why do I have to say Ba'amida? I'm the one saying it. I'm not a Kohen, though. Any Kohanim here? No Kohanim here. Kohen. Okay, there we go. So he would maybe have to say that. He's a Kohen. He has to stand up when he says the Karbanos. But us, who are not Kohanim, we're not being Makriv Karbanos. Why do we have to do an Amida? We give it to a Kohen as a Shliach for us. So Pirmei Gadlim says that doesn't make any sense. Because we give it to the Kohen. The Kohen's Makriv it. In Cain, he writes, there is no need to do an Amida. So even if you assume that saying Karbanos is ki'ilu being makriv Karbanos, Pirmei Gadlim's Mechadesh, you would not have to stand up when saying Karbanos against the Magen Avraham. Even though they both assume it's about Karbanos, it's not about Lima Torah, there still is that Machlokas. What about an Ovel? Should an Ovel say Karbanos, go through the Seder HaYom, an Ovel during Shiva? What about Tisha B'Av? So what's Halach on Tisha B'Av? What does Shulchan Aruch say? Anyone remember? What?
Say one of them.
So Shulchan Aruch writes, he said exactly. He says Mutter. Shulchan Aruch says Mutter Likros Kol Seder Hayom Uparshas HaKarbanos and Mishas Eiz Mekomon. He paskins. Why? So Lima Torah. Exactly. If it's Lima Torah, it would be Aser.
Yeah.
We can't learn on Tisha B'Av or Avelos. It'd be Aser. So says the Mishnah Berurah. It's Delo Gara Kol Zemi Mashikarim B'Torah. We also read. We have Kriyas HaTorah on Tisha B'Av. So that itself, we have to figure out that Kriyas HaTorah can't be a din in Limud HaTorah. It's part of the Seder Hayom. It's part of being Makriv Karbanos. So therefore, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, you're allowed to say Karbanos on Tisha B'Av. But the Pizchei Tshuva says, when it comes to Hilchas Avelis, he writes that an Avel should not say the Seder Karbanos. Why not? Because he assumes, you would think, it's Limud HaTorah. Just like on Tisha B'Av, it's us to learn, so to Novel is us to learn. So it sounds like the Pizchei Tshuva is arguing the Shulchan Aruch. But listen to what he writes, the reason why. There's another halacha by Karbanos. You know what the halacha is? I'm going to let it say. Anyone learn Moikatan? Third parak of Moikatan? No one in Smicha? Hilchos Avelis? No one saw this? An Avel is not allowed to send a Karbon. So even if you assume that it's Midin Karbanos, an Avel can't send it either. So an Avel can't learn, and an Avel can't bring Karbanos. So no matter how you slice it, says the Pizchei Tshuva, the Avel should not be saying the Karbanos. It doesn't explain why in Tisha B'Av we say it then. It doesn't answer that question. It sounds like the Shulchan Aruch, that the Shulchan Aruch rejects this whole concept. He says saying Karbanos is just part of Seder HaYom. It's not a din in Talmud Torah. It's not a din in being Makriv Karbanos. It's just Seder HaTfilah. And therefore, that's why you're allowed to say it on Tisha B'Av. But again, it sounds like the Pizchei Tshuva, he says it by Avelis, but seemingly he would say the same halacha when it came to Tisha B'Av, that a Avel, or all of us on Tisha B'Av, should not be saying Karbanos, either because it's a din in Talmud Torah, or because it's a din in being Makriv Karbanos.
No,
is it?
That extends to Talmud as well? You wouldn't make it specific.
It sounds like from the Pizchei Tshuva, all the Karbanos, it sounds like. That's what it sounds like. Now there's an interesting conversation in the Gemara Yuma Daf Ayin, which talks about Dvarim Shebechsav Yata Rasha El Omrim Balpe. You cannot say Psukim by heart. So what about saying Parshas HaKarbonos? Shulchan Aruch writes that you're allowed to say certain things by heart, even though they're Psukim. The examples he gives is Shema that everybody knows by heart. We could say Shema by heart. You could say Birchas Kohanim by heart. You could say Parshas HaTamid. The Mishnah Berurah says something very scary for all of us. You could say Sefer Tehillim by heart because we all know Sefer Tehillim, he writes. Not true, we don't. Maybe we used to. But he writes, you're allowed to say Parsha to Tamid by heart. So it gets into the whole conversation here in the Tosafot. I'm not going to go through it. Those who want to look it up, in Daf Ayin, he talks about this idea of Parsha's Talmud and whether it's subject to the halachas of Limud HaTorah or not. Because he ends up writing that Dvarim Shebichtav Yeh Torah Shel Omrim Ba'peh only applies to when a person's learning. When it comes to other halachas, this halacha wouldn't necessarily apply. So if you assume that Parsha's Talmud is a din in Kilu Hikrif Karbanos, then this wouldn't be subject to the halachas of Dvarim Shebichtav Yeh Torah Shel Omrim Ba'peh. But if you assume it's a din in Talmud Torah, so then it might be subject to this Isser. But look at the Tosafos Yerushalmi over there. Let's do one last nafka mina, or one last discussion. The Gemara in Tzvachim tells us that a person who's Tamei Meis, he's not allowed to send a carbon. He can't send the carbon to the Beis HaMikdash. And if he does, says the Kesa Mishnah, b'di'evit, it doesn't work even. It's possible even b'di'evit. So in the Das Torah, to Rav Shul, Rav Shul Mordechai, Shkodron, he writes, he asks a question from the Murktsia. So how are we able to say Bizman Hazeh, the Karbanos, if we're all Tumas Meis? We're all Tamil Meis. So clearly that assumption is saying that it's Kilu Hikrif Karbon. Because if you understood that saying Karbanos is simply a din in Limud HaTorah, so who cares? Anyone could learn. There's no din of tumah when it comes to Limud HaTorah. So certainly that assumption is that Kilu Kola Osik Ba'ola Kilu Hikrif Ola. So he asks the question, how could it be? How could we say Karbanos if we're all Tame? So he answers that since everybody, Bizman Hazeh, the Chulam Tameim, Hutcher B'tzibur. Nowadays everybody is Tame. So therefore, the content, when everyone's Rov Tzibur is Tame, Hutcher B'tzibur. And that's the heter, as why we're able to say Karbanos Bizman Hazeh. And the footnotes, I don't know who wrote the footnotes here. On the Sefer, though, he writes, Din Zeh Pela. Why? Deha kol hani parshios ola umincha vechatas. What are they? They're karbanos yachid. And the heter of Hutcher B'tzibur only applies to tzibur, karbanos tzibur. So that works for the Talmud, which is a carbon tzibur. But for the carbon yachid, it doesn't work. The karbanos yachid, vein kabu lemzman. It leaves that the Tzarech in Gadol had to deal with this question. But the simple answer is, if you assume that saying Karbanos is not a din of Kilu Hikrif Karbanos, it's simply a din in Limud HaTorah, then there's no question at all. Anybody could learn Torah, even if they're Tamei Meis. All right, so either way, this is the conclusion of Akdama. So we see that there's a fascinating idea of learning about Karbanos. There are a number of reasons why to learn about Karbanos. Number one is that Kala Osik Bitars Ola Kilu Hikrif Ola. When we're learning over the next 6 weeks Kachim, it's as if we're bringing Karbanos. That's number one. Number two is we have to know practically the halachas of Karbanos to know how to practically understand halachas of Tvila. There is a halach l'maisa afilu bizman hazeh. And the third shot is what the Rambam was saying is it's a hachana. Even if it's not halach l'maisa bizman hazeh, it's at least a hachana for knowing how to build the Beis HaMikdash and knowing how to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. And with that, we should be zocha by learning about Karbanos this summer. We should be zocha to seeing the Karbanos from here v'yameinu. Amen.